It seems almost paradoxical. We are going to spend some time together tonight in order to explore a dimension of consciousness that is beyond time. We are spending time together to move more deeply into the present moment. And to experience a dimension of consciousness that opens up when your attention is completely present in this moment. And there are two levels of teaching, if you call it that. It's not really teaching. There are the words, and there are the silent spaces in between the words. Usually, people don't pay attention to the silent spaces between words, and in this, our civilization, there actually aren't many silent spaces anymore. In your head, there may be an almost continuous dialogue, unless you're beginning to encounter within yourself the dimension of stillness. What happens when you pay attention to a gap between sentences or between words, the silent space? Immediately there's some stillness inside you, because it's only through the stillness that you can listen to the silence, to become aware of the silence, of the gaps. Now, what does stillness mean? That's just a word. We could use other words. I sometimes use the word presence to describe this state of consciousness that is now emerging collectively on this planet, although at the moment only relatively few people are able to access it. But there is a state of consciousness that is emerging on the planet that is very different from the consciousness that has been dominant throughout human history. And compared to that new state of consciousness that is emerging, a state that has been pointed to by many teachers in the past, but has always been misinterpreted, the original purity of all those teachings has been misinterpreted by the human mind and completely misunderstood. So what does it mean, stillness? The human mind says stillness isn't interesting enough. It's a state of consciousness that is free of thought, and yet you're fully alert, fully awake, fully present. It doesn't mean you will never think again. Thought will come in again, but you will always be rooted in that state, as you learn to live in that state, and this state emerges more fully, and us sitting here together this evening, what's really happening beyond the personal level is that this state of consciousness here is emerging. On a personal level, it might look as if I were telling you useful things, how to live free of problems, free of suffering, free of conflict. But it goes far beyond the personal level. And the essence of what I speak about and point to, you cannot actually understand through the mind, because the essence is precisely beyond the mind. By mind I mean thought activity, mental noise. Most humans are trapped in that continuous mental noise and identify with the mental noise as themselves, as me. And there's a continuous monologue or dialogue going on in the head. And that grows, already young children start to develop it. And gradually you identify with the mental noise, an image arises as that's me. And you're completely trapped in this continuous stream of incessant thinking. And that is your sense of self, of me, gets identified with that. So my problems, my suffering, what about me? What's going to happen to me? It's a mental image of a sense of self that is never really at ease, never feels really at home, is always trying to get somewhere but never quite gets there. Many times it thinks it's got there but then realizes, oh no, I'm not there. It tries to get to some state, some relief, some state of happiness or fulfillment, completion, perfection. In whatever way, no matter, the bank robber is trying to get there in some way, but he's robbing a bank in order to get the money because he believes that the money will eventually enable him to feel a more intense aliveness, a more deeply rooted sense of self, of identity. And that's, of course, an illusion. But even the spiritual person who is practicing certain techniques for years is trying to get somewhere, a state of perfection, the future. This mind-made sense of self is always reaching out to the future because it believes there's salvation there somewhere for me. At some point in the future I'm going to make it. Whether the making it is becoming wealthy, or the making it is becoming a spiritual master or enlightened, basically it's the same mind structure still at work. So to be condemned to an almost continuous state of unease, something is never quite right, I need to get somewhere, this moment is never quite right, or very, very rarely, only when a desire has just been fulfilled, there's a moment of relief, and then immediately something else arises. That's something to observe in oneself, that state of unease with what is, with the present moment. That's part of the old consciousness, it's embedded in the very structure of the human mind. So you, no matter what you do, you can't get rid of it on the level of mind. And then gradually All this mental noise becomes self-serving. It simply is there to reinforce itself. The more you go around in vicious circles,